This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest, and I know a lot of my listeners have been wanting an update from this company. We're talking about Bioelectronics Corp. Well, we're going to get one today. We have the CEO with us today, Andy Whelan, and he's going to give us an update. They trade on the OTC markets, ticker symbol BIEL. Andy, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. Good to be back.
Give my listeners, because we got a lot of new listeners, give some of my new listeners a little bit about statement of who you guys are and what you do.
All right. Yeah, I think we manufacture medical devices. We have currently have four products that are in the market now, one of which is for the Accupatch, which is for musculoskeletal pain, which constitutes 85% of roughly of the chronic pain market. We have the Recovery RX product, which is for post-operative and chronic pain, mostly deals with the pain, but it also accelerates the healing of the wounds. And the third product is the Allay menstrual pain product, which we haven't really promoted and marketed, but at the end of the day, it may be a larger market than the Accupatch of muscle skeletal pain device. Menstrual pain occurs in about 8% of the total population, or, 16% roughly of women. So it's a very large market, and I'll talk a little more about it when we discuss the clinical applications of the product itself.
Absolutely, absolutely. How is the U.S. sales launch proceedings and in the developing marketing partnerships? I know last time we talked, you brought on an ex-Major League Baseball player to do some marketing. How's sales going?
Actually, very well. I think the launch is really going to not impact sales significantly. Hopefully December will pick up quite a bit because we have in line. But it's really the real volume you're going to see in 2018, mostly in the muscle skeletal pain area. We have an agreement now, which we'll announce who it is in the details, with a major wholesaler who calls on the independent pharmacies, which are about 10,000 units that they cover. They have 80 sales reps in the U.S., we have kind of a unique guaranteed sales program with them. As you know, we have this 7-day trial device, which you can turn on, but you can't turn off, that we sell on Amazon and on the Internet for $9.95. That device gives people an opportunity to try the device and see how effective it is. And then we consistently get, for every one of those devices, we get somebody to try or buy, we get 1.3 sales of a 720-hour device within the 90 days. And a major goal of the company is pick up users.
Absolutely.
So that program will, I think, will give us excellent coverage. It gives us an opportunity to talk more about the product and its implications on chronic pain, which is the big reason why people use opioids. And it's clear from our UK data that we can mitigate the use of the opioid products and actually in about 27% get them to stop using it. I think it's pretty confident we're going to get one of the major three change right up front. The three major change constitute a significant part. The one we're getting, it looks like, is they get about a quarter of all the prescriptions written in the U.S., and so hopefully we'll get at least one, ideally we'll get two of the major chains, which will give us excellent market coverage. And again, we're using the same device, a combination of selling the 7-day trial. You can try it and then you can buy it. And if the trial doesn't work for you, we guarantee you can give us back the 720-hour or the 30-day device. And we'll give you your money back. And we think that'll work.
And when do you think this is going to come to fruition with your product going into these new chains?
Well, the wholesaler I'd say it's done. We just finished all. We had a snafu getting the additional insurance coverage they wanted. It's just the usual nonsense of getting things done. So that hopefully we'll get that order in. I want to say days, but
that'd be outstanding.
And then the chain. I'm pretty sure we'll get the order. Ideally, this month. Worst case, next month. Because we have to get in on a shelf by January, so we're in pretty good shape. The two major people, healthcare professionals, that know our customer. Our customer, we're highly focused on chronic pain sufferers. There's 116 million of them in the U.S.
Absolutely,
and that number is pretty consistent around the world. So we focus on pharmacists and pain specialists. So we have an agreement with, been giving some chain, we'll give any pain specialist free samples. Of course, it's, less to give him the sample than it costs to advertise and marketing. So, our costs on control on the sample is much better than spending a lot of acquisition cost on that. We have one major group that's about 60 clinics that covers a good part of the Southeast. And that business, we just did another show with them. We'll do, it'll turn out to be, over time, a multi-million-dollar account for us.
Let's change gears here just for a second.
Sure.
International sales. I know you guys are in thousands of Boots stores. Where are we at in international sales and development?
Actually, Keith did a good job. Our 7-day is our trial program. Keith, just starting the first of the year, Boots will have the 7-day trial device on the shelf. For everyone you can get up off the couch in advertising or direct response, which we do a good job on Facebook, is you can get 4 to 9 people to go in a store and buy the product just because they didn't want to get off the couch or they feel more comfortable going in there. So I think the Boots sales will pick up significantly. The other thing we did with Boots, we had 3 SKUs in there before. We had the back, the knee, the muscle, and joint. We consolidated that into one box using the K-tape or kinesiology tape. So we don't have to put the wrap in there. We don't have to put the knee wrap, the back wrap, the knee wrap, and we change the adhesive. So that makes it much more proficient of a product for Boots. And the pro quid on that was, okay, we'll do that, but you got to put the 7-day trial device in there. So we think we'll have a nice pickup in that, and we're changing some of the others. The other key things, we just picked up a very good distributor for Spain and Portugal that we've announced. And our Pakistani group, which is very strong, it's a major pharmaceutical group. I have a promise with them that we're going to be able to have bioelectronic sales exceed their drug sales here shortly. So they initiated in Vietnam. They just expanded from Vietnam to Cambodia and Maldives. And then we're actively meeting with them this week, actually, to discuss the expansion to Philippines, Pakistan itself, Indonesia, and Malaysia. That group will cover about 1.3 billion people. Now, it's a poor part of the world, but these guys are doing a good job at selling it in Vietnam. So I'm optimistic that group will be an excellent market for us. Any of the other thing, this week we're in on international. Aaron Sanders, who's the VP of international sales, is at the Medica, which is the largest international trade show in the medical industry this week. So we usually come away from that with 1 or 2 additional distributors. And then I'll answer your question on the development of partners. What we're doing is transferring to companies like PharmEvo that have the management, marketing resources that can actually get the job well done in terms of having international support. So we have one other agreement group that we're meeting there with and then we have two in the U.S. One we hopefully can do a market segment with Exodus, two of those. And then we have the a group, another Asian group, for further development in Asia. You know, those emerging markets are extremely important to get cover. And I think over the years, in all the years we suffered and lived without the U.S. market, we've actually developed a good level of expertise in the international market arena. So I feel...
You know, last time you were on the program, we talked about clinical trials.
Yeah.
What is the current status on the new clinical trials?
Well, I'm as happy as a pig. And the back pain study is actually complete. You know, we've been working with the group in the UK, the Oxford University Hospital. That's been going on a slow side. We didn't control it. Sri, who's our Kunduru, who's our VP of product development, took and management of the Alabama back pain study. We've completed, in fact, we started out doing 60. It went so well, we upped it to 100. So we have all the data done. Well, I said we have all the research done. We're writing up the data now. Hopefully we'll have that all done next month, and then we should be able to take that to the FDA. And so, God willing, you know, March, April, we should have the broader indication of use for musculoskeletal pain, which will enable us to make a specific claim on back, carpal tunnel, and all the other musculoskeletal issues, which helps out dramatically in the market. The migraine study, actually, the recruitment's done, too. So, you know, other than our limitation on people to get the work done, we should be able, as soon as we finish the back study, we'll get the migraine written up, and then we'll take that to the FDA. So, you know, sometime realistically next year. The LA study that we have data, but it was a snafu in the original study. Did we have a proper IRB or, you know, approval on it? So we have an excellent group, the Birmingham Women's Hospital in the UK has actually started the recruitment on the LA study this week. That'll be two things. One is we'll get good data quickly. And a second thing, because they have a high degree of expertise in women's health, they'll have a lot more credibility. And that will take to the FDA and get a separate market clearance. But as I mentioned earlier, LA could be, you know, a huge market for it.
My guest today has been Andy Whelan. He is the CEO of Bioelectronics Corp. They trade on the OTC markets, ticker symbol BIEL. Andy, we're kind of running out of time. In closing, what would you like to get out there to my listeners?
Well, I think we're making good progress. You know, it never moves as fast as we want. It always costs a little bit more. But at the end of the day, with all the product development that we have, the exceptionally outstanding platform where we can do musculoskeletal, migraines, you know, menstrual pain, we can do surgical procedures. We can develop a very substantial company without a lot of additional expense that you normally find where a company has to go out and buy products. We got a pipeline of products that we could just pound out and make a very substantial company out of without incurring a lot of additional expense and debt.
Well said. I want to thank you for coming on the show. I wish you nothing but continued success. Hopefully you'll come back on another 50 or 60 days and give us an update.
Look forward to it. Hopefully we got a lot more done too.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.